Time for Peter Ford. Hot, spicy, organic and gluten-free chili sauce made in WA. Available at Coles, thedevilstears.com.au.
The boys wants the girls while the girls wants the boys and wants the girls.
Peter Ford is with us. Peter, we were talking about it just before the 8:30 news. Strong actually right across the big three shows on the big three networks, but the team at Seven will be very happy with the debut of Big Brother. Good morning to you.
Yeah, great debut. They'd be very happy. All sorts of facts and figures that they are putting out to announce that they are very pleased with that debut. It was the most watched entertainment show for last night. I think it was pretty much what they'd wanted and hoped for. So they'd actually done an unusual thing where they coded it for three different bits of the show, the arrivals and the bulk of the show, then the eviction at the very end, which was the highest part. So they would be happy, and obviously now hoping and crossing fingers that it maintains. I actually liked it. I thought, oh yeah, I'll watch 10 minutes of it just to get the gist so I know what I'm talking about. And I stayed and watched the whole thing. I mean, it's kind of mindless and silly, and then you get this unusual twist towards the latter part of it, which I'm assuming is going to be every episode, where they have to take on this physical challenge, so you get a little dose of Survivor thrown in as well. So it made it quite good.
All right, any characters to look out for?
Well, you know, the one who got evicted last night, I thought that was one of the real twists. Laura, I thought, and I actually met her this morning, she's very nice, but last night on the show, she was presented as this very stern one. He thought, oh, she's going to be the real boss and upset everybody, and next thing, she's gone. So, and the kind of goofy guy who was the first one to arrive in, Kieran, I think his name is, he's one to watch, but it's still early days. I mean, we're not... Obviously, yeah, we're not getting as much of the kind of inane chatter and interaction that we used to get, because a lot of it now is taken up with this physical challenge that they do for every episode.
Yeah, so it's got a bit of that. I tell you, it'd be a brilliant contest. I'll hold that thought for a little bit later on. 40, it's always about the backup, though. So did it generate enough excitement? Do you think that people will come back and go again tonight and the next night, et cetera?
Look, I've heard mixed reports, just looking at social media, mixed reports, to be honest, but I would watch it again tonight. They haven't got the voice against them tonight. And oddly enough, I thought, you know, the bigger picture here is that last night you had three major TV shows, major franchises in The Voice and MasterChef and Big Brother all competing and all pulling in very solid figures. I mean, a bit of gloss, I think, was taken off The Voice, and maybe a bit of gloss was taken off MasterChef, but still all three were very solid. So that's good for free-to-air TV.
Fair enough. Speaking of Channel 10, we're asked by Channel 10 to clarify. We played some comments yesterday attributed, well, we heard Narelda Jacobs make the comments about the defunding of a police force. Channel 10 wanted it made clear that those comments were in relation to the United States and not here in Australia. So happy to do that for Channel 10. What about this ugly to and fro between Prince Andrew and the US investigators? This is getting ugly, 40.
Oh, it's very tacky to think, you know, I know he's not sort of an active royal, but he still is a royal, senior royal. And here you've got this to and fro where you've got the US investigators saying he's refusing to help us, his legal team going public saying we have offered to help three times. Then the US attorney's coming back again and saying, no, you haven't, you're just lying. I mean, it's very, very tacky, all to do with an incredibly, but it would almost be quite funny.
But Peter, why would Prince Andrew say that he tried to contact them three times if he didn't try and contact them three times?
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, someone's lying here. Someone is not telling the truth. If he has very specifically said, I've made three attempts to set something up or whatever the wording is, and they're saying that he's refusing to cooperate, then there's no half measure, you know.
How do you define attempt? I mean, if I rang a number and no one answered, is that an attempt? And I rang another number again and that was an attempt?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And there's something a bit odd. If you look at the wording of what the US attorney says, it's like he doesn't understand or accept that Prince Andrew isn't in America. He's talking about him. We want him to come in and our doors are open for him. And now, presumably, particularly in the current situation, travel may not be feasible. And surely a setup on a Zoom conference or a FaceTime conference would be equally adequate. Now, they're saying they don't want to extradite him. There's no suggestion of that. They simply want to be able to speak to him in case he can assist them. So, you know, it does seem very odd that there is something wrong here where you've got two parties. It would almost be amusing if the reason why this meeting needs to take place and why the investigation is on wasn't so serious, and it's deadly serious.
Right. So there's no suggestion that he's done anything wrong yet. Is that correct?
No, there's no suggestion, but other than keeping dubious company.
His ability to actually give evidence against someone who probably has.
Well, exactly, and he may have seen something that may assist, and I don't know whether they suspect he's holding back. I don't know. He's been crystal clear publicly in that he never saw anything, he never participated in anything. He's denied outright people giving him massages. He's denied outright the claims that he raped the woman three times. I mean, this is really serious stuff. You would think he would want to have it, you know, whatever help he can give, you would think he would want to go and provide it as quickly as possible and sort of get out of the picture. But I don't know. Obviously, it's a story that is going to go on.
Yeah, and just very quickly, the death of Bonnie Pointer of the Pointer Sisters, which one was she?
Well, she was one of the original ones. Now, a lot of people don't really realise that she actually left the group really as they became very big. The group still goes around, by the way. Ruth Pointer now goes around with her daughter and granddaughter.
Yeah, we spoke
still
with
calling
Ruth.
Themselves.
Yeah.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Mm. So she's still out there. But, Bonnie had a bit of a solo career, only 67 years old. But, yeah, she was one of the originals. They were huge. I have a friend who is a DJ, does a lot of parties. And whenever the party's not taking off, the go-to is always, you know, ABBA, Dancing Queen, or Village People, YMCA, or I'm So Excited, the Pointer Sisters, and the crowd gets up.
That's some great parties.
Two out of three with our wedding singer. 40, thanks. Good chat. We'll chat again tomorrow.